This is the BBC Home Service. Here is a police message. A vanload of musical instruments was stolen this afternoon. It is believed to be having repercussions.
Fear not, dear unlicensed listeners. It will not stop the highly underpaid. Goon Show! You see? There are always foreign musicians who do the job. Thank you, Boris Winnick and his Scottish Highlanders.
Somebody called?
Silence, Colonel Nasser. Mr. Moldy Greenslade, stop that disgusting habit and make your usual hash of the announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we give you a story specially rotten for the wireless type of radio set.
Yes. A story entitled Dishonored. It is written by Mrs. Bessie Braddock, better known for her work as John Cockle. All parts will be played by human beings.
Well, good night, folks.
Oh, Dishonored, Part One. The scene, the Limehouse waterfront. Enter a ragged idiot. Oh!
No! Not a penny have I, not a penny towards a plate of vitals for me poor, weak, half-starved, 17-stone body. So I'll lay me poor 20-stone head down upon this bed.
Come along, you two, move along there now.
But contribute.
Right, now move along before I belt you around the ear.
A moment, please.
The voice came from a tall, dark, fully dressed male nude. He emerged from the darkness and walked into the gaslight.
Oh! Now then, Constable, how would you like to join the river, please?
Oh, very much, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Right. Now then, lad, I've come to help.
Who? He meant me. He glanced up at my feet, wrapped in coal sacks. My thrice-turned World War I overcoat. My brown paper shirt with the ink in buttons. And my 6 months' growth of beard.
Down on your luck?
Whatever makes you think that, sir?
Your disguise didn't fool me.
It should do it genuine. But why should you be so interested in me?
I run a rag and bone job.
You want a manager?
No, I want stock.
Well, I need a job.
You want to work?
Yes.
You must be desperate.
I held out as long as I could.
Well said. I have a very good friend, Hercules Griffith Finn. And this is where the story really starts. This friend is in a bonk, or as you say in England, a bank. Now, how are you at mathematics?
I speak it like a native.
Splendid. You're the very type of the job.
Dead stupid.
Tomorrow, you start work at the Slippery Bank Limited.
We shook hands. He doffed his cap, and I acknowledged by raising my ex-RAF rubber dinghy. At last employment, my wife was overjoyed. Next day, I started work at the bank as a clerk, with every prospect of becoming a clerk. My wages were 8 shillings a week, with 3 shillings for each of my children.
This brought his money up to £80.
That was the manager, Mr. Finn, well known in concentric circles.
Mr. Diggorn, how long have you been with us?
20 minutes.
What a splendid record of devotion and honesty. Neddy, and this is where the story really starts. Neddy, I'm putting you in a position of trust. You're in charge of the gold vault. Here is the key.
Gold? Gold! Ah! Gold! Here it goes! Under it! Gold! Number one! Gold! Gold! Gold!
I wonder if he's the right man for the job.
I decided to pinch the gold.
Yes, this is the Charlie. I must tell friend Moriarty all is going according to plan.
Immediately, I backed a large horse-drawn motor van up to the front entrance of the bank.
You can't park that there, sir.
Constable, how would you like to join the river, please?
Very much, sir.
Carry on, Neddy. Right. Next, I carefully disguised myself as a Zulu warrior of the Matabele Rising. How cunning was my makeup. But even my own grandmother would have recognized me.
Hello, Neddy.
Hello, Granny. In this inconspicuous disguise, I took the gold from the vaults and loaded it onto the van. For 3 hours, I toiled back and forth.
Oh, Neddy.
Curses, I'm spotted.
Why are you wearing that leopard skin?
So that's why I'm spotted.
Neddy, where are you taking all that gold?
I shall have to think of a good excuse.
You're stealing it, aren't you?
Curse, why hadn't I thought of that? Yes, I'm stealing it.
I'm afraid we shall have to give you a week's notice.
Why? What have I done?
Oh, nothing. We're just having to cut down on the staff, you know. There's been a robbery. Now get that van started while I get my hat and coat.
You coming too?
No point in staying here. There's more lorry in the van than there is in the bank.
Very well. We'll be partners.
Shake.
I give him my hand.
I gave him my foot. It was a fair swap.
In song, little I pearl.
Good. Gildrey, take the wheel and drive us to Dishonored Part 2.
Huzzah!
Dishonored Part 2, and this is where the story really starts. With their newfound wealth, Ned Seagoon with Grippipe, Finn, and Moriarty paints the town red. Then, one day, as Seagoon was in the bath, the first blow fell.
Oh, Neddy, get out of that dustbin. Bad news. The bank you stole the gold from told the police.
What a rotten trick. Nothing sacred.
Give yourself up, Neddy.
Give myself up?
Yes, the police want you, lad.
Nonsense, I'm much too short for the police.
Then you'll have to go abroad, the Mediterranean.
Very well, we sail at dawn. Tonight! Within a week, we were on board a private yacht sailing west, northwest, south. I stood on the pilchard with a spanker blowing through my hair. And the salty bloat is spinning before the giblet. It's a man's life, I tell you. A man's life, I tell you.
You silly, twisted boy.
Hello, Captain Finn. What's our position?
Desperate. I'll inquire. Oh, Mr. Highly Skilled Navigator.
Hello.
What is that object off the port beam?
What is that object of the port beam?
Good heavens! It's the Albert Hall!
Oh! You've been to sea before.
Hey, what's the Albert Hall doing on Beachy Head?
I'm but no light on.
More to the point is, what are we doing in Hyde Park?
Oh, the Fleece Calmer here. Oh.
Mr. Navigator, we are 400 miles from the sea. Explain.
Oh, nobody's perfect. Oh. Are we gone?
Oh. What I want to know is, are we off course?
Of course, of course. According to my special calculations, we should be in Shepherd's Bush Market.
I'm sorry about coming aboard, sir, but you can't park this yacht Monday to Friday, even day to night.
Constable, how would you like to join the Kensington Round Pond Police?
There's no such force.
You're the force!
Thank you, sir.
Full speed ahead to the Mediterranean.
We are happy to announce that one of the stolen instruments has been recovered. And so, Dishonored Part 3. In the Mediterranean, and this is where the story really starts, in the Med, the second blow fell. One morning, Neddy was called to the captain's cupboard.
Ah, oh, Neddy. Neddy, when you came aboard, I believe you deposited all the gold in the care of Moriarty.
Yes. Fine. Isn't it safe with him?
Perfectly safe. Wherever he and his rowing boat are.
The gold! The gold I stole! Stolen! That's it! Which way did he go?
That away.
Has he gone?
Yes, he's gone. Let's go down and divide the gold out.
Yes, certainly.
Meantime, I floundered alone in the Indian Ocean, unable to speak a word of the language. I swam on my back, but I just couldn't get off the street.
I must ask you to move along, sir.
There is you, Constable. I thought you were in the river police.
That's right, sir.
Then what are you doing in the ocean?
Being promoted, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, sir.
Haven't the best of
it. A mouthful of fish, sir.
Yes.
And script.
Yes. Could you direct me to India?
Yes, sir. You just follow the tram lines, sir.
And so saying, I struck out for the shore. 10 miles I swam. The last three were agony. They were overland. Finally, I fell in a heap on the ground. I've no idea who left it there.
Sir, I am Henry Crumb, a tea planter in the Nilgiri Hills. We are anxious to know if you need succor.
Yes. Just what I need, a glass of succor.
Why don't you answer, sir?
Hit him, Henry.
Are you both dead? I've told you, I'm weak from exhaustion. Of course. That's what they can't hear me. I'm unconscious.
Come on, Henry. You heard what he said. He's unconscious.
Help me lift him up, Lynn.
Okay,
buddy. I'll take his head and you... No, no, no. You go around the other side of his head.
Oh, okay.
While they are getting him off the ground, I, Wallace Greenstead, would like to take this opportunity of thanking the thousands of Wallace Greenstead fans up for their letters. Keep smiling, Greensteaders, and keep those checks rolling into old Wallace. I'll be with you again next week, so chickadee-snitch, 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate? Greenstead! Now, here is Dishonored Part 4. Tied to the back of Mr. Crumb's car, Seagoon was towed back to Pune. But the rope broke and left him stranded in the Indian quarter of India.
Yes! There is a place where a man can drink and forget his sorrow. It was there I went.
Welcome to the Barapau Sewer Club. What does the dirt-encrusted tab desire? All the sensuous drinks of the Orient are yours. the Panbidi, the scented Vishnu wine, the toddy juice, the aromatic crab pani. Which do you desire, O wicked one?
Cup of tea, please.
Forbidden, but I fix it. Oh, wait.
Gentlemen and Bombay biddies, take your partner for the European style grand dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Pamperay, a catchy melody. Pamperay, nobody can explain what it means, but it keeps running around your brain. Pamperay, you're all over town, up the Eiffel Tower and coming down. Even Piccadilly and Broadway, night on day, they keep on singing Pamperay. When a man in gay Paris says, come from the north with me, if you send him on his way, this is what he'll say.
Yes!
Pamperay, Chateau Dambacou, Pamperay, Sherry Boulibou, Pamperay, let's make a rendezvous. Pamperay, why don't you marry me today if you agree? Someday, maybe we'll start to raise a family. Singing Pamperay, Pamperay, singing Pamperay, 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 Pamboo, Pamperay.
Sprang a creature that set my pulses racing as one by one the blankets fell to the floor. The lights went down, and as the last blanket fell from the passionate creature, I moved to her side in the dark. Oh, desire of a creature, what prompts you to dance in this den of vice?
I got to make a living, too.
Eccles! You're not a woman.
I know that. But don't tell the manager.
Why not?
We're engaged.
However did you get here?
Well, that Moriarty and Gridpa Tin followed. They threw me in the sea.
What a pity you can swim.
I was glad. Here. Now, this is the question, and this is where the story really starts. What are you going to do? No.
I'm going to clear my name and get back my self-respect.
Yeah?
I'll join the Navy!
Thank you.
So you two naughty men want to join the 3rd Bombay Irish, eh? Now, let us take the regimental oath. Open your wallet and say after me, help yourself.
Help yourself.
Next, Seagull, do you swear to be brave soldiers?
Yes.
Never turn a back on the enemy?
Never.
Always speak well of a lady?
Always.
And respect the chastity of a woman?
Yes.
Have we nothing in common? We need recruits. You see, and this is where the story really starts. The red bladder is raising the patient's right. He's got fresh consignments of automatic swords. Two international crooks smuggled him a shipload of gold.
Good by the Moriarty. Now that's the game.
Sir, I have a score to settle. Let me go to the frontier.
Right, sign this.
Neri P. Goon. There. Am I a soldier now?
I don't know. I only collect autographs.
Major Bloodlock, sir, and this is where the story really starts.
What is it, Muriel?
The red letter is lighting fires all along the frontier.
What have you called?
Muriel, arm the men to the teeth.
Impossible, sir.
No arms?
No teeth.
Oh. Then we can't fight. Hooray!
I want a chance to prove I'm a man. I'll fight the red bladder, clear my name, recover the gold, and capture Moriarty and Gritpipe Finn. Who will ride with me?
I heard you call me, Magic. And this is where the story really starts. In the blue bottle, where's the sausages? Here they are.
Little jug-headed bugler, blow the alarm.
That's what I say, blow the alarm. Let's play another game.
This is no game, little drooping feet. Get mounted, lad.
Yes, my captain. I am mounted and ready for the ride. Wait a minute. What is this in this saddle bag?
That's dynamite, my lad.
Think. I know what this means for Blue Bottle. The dreaded deading. I don't like this game.
The belly suit.
What? Can I come too?
It's about time you came too. And there's a little
jocule. Oh, oh, here. A blue bottle. Hey, do you know what I'm getting?
What are you getting at you?
I'm getting a bow wow.
I'm not getting a brand well.
No.
I have got a junior snatcher kit. Complete with toffee ashtray and licorice doggins.
I like licorice.
What color is your bear well?
Well, it's the same color as... We got
I got to put this at name, that's you.
And I got to put this
at
name.
Stop! To the camera park! Forward! Hold! Oh, this is where the story really starts!
Look, my captain, look it! Point cardboard finger at thousands of savage naughty men with Indian type bear chests.
The red bladder is 50,000 bladders. Dead. Without number 20 to 1.
20 to 1? Time for lunch?
There's only one tune.
What is it?
Blue Bottle. Ride to the crest of that crag and signal Major Bradlock. Off you go.
I will do this. I will. Ride back, hero. Wait a minute. Set it in. In between me and that crag is a dirty big wide chasm with a 40-foot chasm dropped to the raging torrent below.
Fear not, shivering nut. That Arab stallion will bound that chasm like a winged arrow.
Yes, it will. Gee up, winged arrow.
Oh, yeah, don't.
I've been hurled into these gritty canyons. They're heavy. Black sad, very blunt sad, and several other rock-hitting nuts down.
Welcome to the Indian River, please.
I do. You are the forces of evil.
Caprici.
Marignati men. Think. I know how to get rid of the dynamite. Mr. Morinandus, would you like a nice big long red cigar with a wick on the end, Martin?
Oh, thank you, lad. Thank you. That's it. Just light the end.
Mm.
Is it nice?
It's gone out.
I'll light it again for you, and then you...
Thought you'd like to hear it again.
Dishonored parts the last. Neddy Seagoon gives his all in battle with the Red Bladder.
Oh, how the battle raged. I heard it all on the wireless. Seagoon fought like a madman. How else? But... what a laugh.
On that spot is now a little white stone.
Yes. Once a year, Minnie lays flowers on it.
That's right. And the stone bears a simple inscription in Hindustani.
I haven't the heart to tell her. But roughly translated, it says, Bombay, 49 miles.
Harry Seacombe and Spike Milligan with the Ray Harrington Quartet and Max Gildray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Eric Seitz, announcer Wallace Greensade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.